little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
This is The Sessions at Midori House, and I'm Paige Reynolds. And today, I'm more than just a little excited to be joined by a rising star of London's burgeoning left-field pop and R&B scene, the uber-cool and ultra-talented Kosha. Shaking off her previous moniker, the 22-year-old musician has returned with her first full-length project, R.I.P. Bonsai, with 12 tracks that are testament to an artist who has found her dancing feet. With whispers of a tour with Chic next year, and a headline show at the end of the month, now is an exciting time for the Indiana-born and island-raised musician.
My name is Kosha, and this is one of my favourite songs of mine. It's called Do You Wanna Dance?
White lightning on the tip of my tongue. You taste nice to me, but you complicate me. Tell me if I feel like it, I could come to your home. So I go alone, show me to your room. But the lights are on and now I'm wondering. Sirens ringing in my head. My man, are we doing this? I'm in and I can't prepare. Say fuck it and I took a chance. Sirens ringing in my head. My man, do you wanna dance? My man, do you wanna dance? Is it up to me to flick the switch? You never had nobody like this. Never had you nothing like this. So if you really want to show me up the stairs into your bed. Sirens ringing in my head. My man, are we doing this? I'm in and I can't prepare. Say fuck it and I took a chance. Sirens ringing in my head. My man, do you wanna dance? My man, do you wanna dance? Done making your mind up. Holla, holla, darling, I'll take your call, promise. Only if you're gonna show me something. Only I can get you hard enough to come back to me, cause you know we're gonna dance, 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 dance. Do you wanna dance? Do you wanna
R.I.P. Bonsai, this is your first full-length project. You were releasing EPs before. They're a bit more experimental. They're a bit darker. This is a decidedly different sound. So maybe you can tell me about the transition.
I think really I just wanted to sing more. And the other stuff, it was really fun and it was really fun live, but there wasn't really a lot of space in the music for me to sing. And that's just kind of what I want to do. I still think this stuff is like, there's still a dark edge to it, though. It might not be as obvious, but I think with the exception of Love, maybe it's still in the darkness a little.
So you've worked with some interesting people before. Obviously, with your earlier stuff, you were working with Muramasa. And for this album, you've worked with Rostam, who I guess we know from Vampire Weekend. How did that come about and what's that kind of relationship like?
I met him at a party. I was in LA and I was randomly at this party and I was kind of just sat in the corner. I think he just spotted me and we started talking about Auntie by Rihanna and just other things. And then when he introduced himself, I'd already been a fan of his work. So when he said Rostam, I was like Rostam, Rostam. And then we kind of just bumped into each other. I was watching Lorde at Coachella and he somehow found me in the crowd and we were watching that together. And then when I went back to London, he just sent me some beats and we just kind of went back and forth. And then the next time I went to LA, we got in the studio together.
Amazing. Seems kind of almost serendipitous or quite like
casual
in a way.
It was. I think that's why the music has been so much fun and just been very good with him, because it was just really natural. Like a lot of stuff when you get into the industry, like there's a lot of like sessions that are set up. You'll know the person's work beforehand and it's mutual and it's fun, but like it's different when there's other people organizing it, whereas if you're just like face to face with this person, just having that relationship, I think it's more special.
And this song is called Rare Fruit. Look at everything, don't you want to keep living out of line, living in the dream. Living in a fog, but it's not my fault. When did it come over me? Why doesn't it wanna leave? Why doesn't it burn me? Just come and listen, come and listen. I gotta know you're going somewhere too. I feel the power, I feel the love, I feel the hunger, feed the poor.
Your lyrics, they're very candid, so they're quite, they seem quite autobiographical. Mm. Are you writing always about your own experiences, or do you write about other people's experiences, your friends? Like, what kind of inspires you, I suppose?
I'd write about all of it, really. My own experiences, what my friends are going through. Like, sometimes if I can't think of anything, like one time I asked my manager, Sam, to just send me some stories from his life, because he's a wild child, had a crazy time. He sent me this one story in particular about this guy he went to school with who was a psycho and made him slash his teacher's tires and stuff like that. I don't know. So I wrote a song about that. That was Love, actually. But cool. I turned it into having to do with my own personal experience, but it started from this like storytelling aspect. And that was actually really fun. It was good.
You were born in Indiana and then you grew up in Wicklow, just outside of Dublin.
Yeah.
And then you moved to London. Like, how are all these different spaces and places kind of affecting your sound, or I guess just yourself as an artist?
Well, I was born in Indiana, but honestly, I think slyly my dad just wanted me to have the American passport. Like,
the green card.
Yeah, I was just like, I never was there, so I can't really take anything from that. Like, I just don't even know what it's like there. I did just grow up really in Ireland, which has been really special. I think in both spaces, like here and in London, like the people have just been really cool. And that's, I think that's always what shapes the person more than the place, is like the people in it. And I managed to find a really cool, nice group of people who listen to good music and shit and were just fun. And the same in London. And I think just being around those people is very important, very freeing.
Did you come from a musical family or were you a bit of a rogue? What kind of
No, everyone background? In my family was musical. Everyone. My dad was a drummer, still plays drums. My mum's jazz singer. My stepdad was just like really into like folk, but like the deep into like Joan Armatrade. Is it Joan Armatrade?
Yeah, Joan Armatrade.
And like all, like Joni Mitchell, all that side, which is really cool. It was nice just having everyone around. And then my brother was like more into the underground scene, so he kind of like got me into that, would have introduced me to like Björk and mainly the people that I love now. So
pulled
thanks.
You out of the Joan Armatrade.
Thanks, Omar. Nah, I was listening to pop radio. Like, I was just listening to that, really. I still listen to like some of my dad's shit, like Jamiroquai and then Erykah Badu and Ashanti. I always loved Ashanti. But like, I would listen to pop radio and my brother would be like, no.
I've got something cooler for you.
Yeah.
And I guess finally, what's next? You haven't yet toured with the mixtape. Are you looking forward to getting on stage and performing these songs?
Yeah, I am. Well, we've got the show coming up at the end of November, on the 29th of November in Hoxton Hall. So that'll be the first show we do for the mixtape. I'm prepping for it a lot. I'm dancing every morning, training hard, squatting. And then we go to Australia. I think that's the first like kind of tour we'll do there. Just, I'm still writing music and I want to get some more music out, hopefully this month or hopefully this year. I'll see, but really hopefully this month. And this song is called Jawbone.
Listening to The Sessions at Midori House, and today's guest was Kosha. Her debut mixtape, R.I.P. Bonsai, is out now on Columbia Records. This show was produced by Holly Fisher and mixed by Alex Portfelix. Join us again at the same time next week when we'll have tunes from LA-based singer-songwriter Goldstar. I've been Paige Reynolds, and for now, thanks for tuning in.